August is when forages are maturing, weaning time is approaching, and weather dictates several key management decisions. Hi everyone, this is Blair Todd, Livestock Production Agent for the Post Rock District of Kansas State Research and Extension. I'm here today to give you tips on what cattle producers should be thinking about for the month of August. Given the high feed price inputs, cull all unsound cows from the herd. You should cull cows that do not conceive after three services by a fertile bull. Try to limit your breeding season. Remove bulls after 60 days with cows and 45 days with heifers. These methods contribute to a more uniform calf crop, makes winter feed management easier, and increases the success rate of next year's breeding season. For your cow herd nutrition, always provide ample amounts of clean, fresh drinking water. Conduct an inventory of forage needs for the winter feeding period, and plan ahead for price availability of byproducts, such as wheat middlings and dried distiller's grains, prior to typical seasonal price increases. For tips to maintain herd health and managing potential pink eye problems, consider the following preventative and therapeutic measures. Make sure the herd is receiving adequate vitamins and trace minerals in their diet. Consider vaccination for pink eye by consulting your local veterinarian. Control flies and clip pastures with tall, coarse grasses that may irritate cattle's eyes. Administer an intramuscular injection of long-acting oxytetracycline when pink eye symptoms are first noticed. Shut out irritating sunlight by patching eyes and utilizing shade. Consider revaccinating for respiratory diseases and any animals that will be taken to livestock shows. Vaccinate suckling calves at least 3 weeks prior to weaning and revaccinate all calves for blackleg. Vaccinate replacement heifers for brucellosis at 4 to 10 months of age. Monitor and treat foot rot, and as always, consult your veterinarian for questions and concerns for your herd health management plan. For forage and pasture management, enhance grazing distribution with mineral mixture placement away from water sources. Observe pasture weed problems to aid in planting control methods needed next spring. Monitor grazing conditions and rotate pastures if possible and/or practical. If pastures run out, be ready to provide emergency feeds and start supplemental feeding before pastures are gone to extend grazing. Harvest and store forages properly and minimize waste by reducing spoilage. Sample harvested forages and have them analyzed for nitrate and nutrient composition. Plan for sufficient standing pasture for winter grazing needs. And for stocker cattle and replacement heifers, supplement maturing grasses with an acceptable degradable intake protein or ionophore supplement. For general management tips, avoid unnecessary heat stress. You should not handle and/or truck cattle during the heat of the day. Repair, replace, and improve facilities needed for fall processing. Order supplies, vaccines, tags, and any other products needed for weaning. And consider earlier than normal weaning, but have a marketing plan in place beforehand. I hope these reminders were helpful, and for more resources or questions on cattle management, contact me at any of our local Post Rock District Extension offices. This has been Blair Todd, K-State Research and Extension, Post Rock District.